Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And here we are in the middle of January. We have a lot of things going on. We have a really special guest on today talking about roses. But before we get there, if anybody is interested in becoming a Texas Master Naturalist, this is a program that we do in conjunction with the Extension Service and Texas Parks and Wildlife, and they are currently accepting applications for their spring training session, and they cover everything from aquatics, desert ecology, botany, geology, archaeology, you name it. So it's a great program. We have a lot of master gardeners that are also master naturalists. So it's a different spin on it, but it's more on a natural resource conservation. And if you are interested in signing up for the class, they are currently accepting applications that you can acquire at the Extension office. And the deadline to register is February the 1st. The classes are going to be held soon thereafter from February the 7th through June the 6th. So it's a long session, but if you have some evenings that you're free, the class meets from 6 to 9 at the County Extension office. So call us if you have any more information on that. But right now is tis the season for rose pruning.
Already?
It sure is, Jan.
How did that happen?
I thought that was Valentine's Day.
No.
Don't rush it, John.
Well, let me tell you, if you're the master gardeners that work in conjunction with the City Parks Department and the Rose Society, and they maintain and prune all those roses, they need a head start.
And Valentine's when you need the roses.
Right, exactly.
That's why we start so early.
That's a separate show on cut flowers and those quality of roses during that crazy time of the year. But this morning we have Molly Lama, Master Gardener and co-chair of the Master Gardener Rose Committee. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Well, we understand that you and your fellow Master Gardeners are busy out pruning the 1,500, is it? Rose bushes at the Rose Garden.
Yes, we have. We got started early this month. And we should finish about mid-February.
Well, and it's
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yes.
And it's hard to believe when you tell people that there's that many roses out there. You know, a lot of people don't even know about the Rose Garden or haven't ever been. So it's always a great opportunity to tout the beauty of that garden. And to think that you've got that many to prune is like, are you kidding me? But we get it done every year.
Yes, we do.
It's just amazing.
Yes, we do.
And your collection of roses out there?
We do. We have a lot of hybrid teas, floribundas, grandifloras, and we have a lot of advice on pruning roses. When you look at your rose bush, you need to look at it like it's a bowl. You want to try to open up the center so you can get air and light in the center of your rose bush, and you want to take off any dead canes, crossing canes, canes smaller than a pencil. You always want to cut at a 45-degree angle above an outward-facing bud. And you want to also remove any canes that are crossing one another and rubbing against one another.
And how do you choose which one to cut? You know, as gardeners, it's like, oh, that's painful.
It is. You know, I think a good rule of thumb is it's always better to cut than not to cut.
Right.
So I know a lot of us are intimidated about making a cut on a rose bush, but really, roses are forgiving, and you just need to go ahead and make a cut. The way you can choose which cane to remove is you always want to think about the rose bush growing outward, okay, away from the center. Mm-hmm. So if you see a cane that it has a bud facing outward, then you're going to cut the other one that's maybe facing inward.
Okay.
And also you want to always remove maybe an older cane and keep the younger cane if it looks healthier. So that's a good rule of thumb.
And how do you determine, tell folks how we determine what a healthy cane looks like if you're cutting one, and what's it look like in
the
center?
Well, it looks brand new.
Okay.
And it's a little green.
A little milky.
Yes, and the older canes look kind of gray and older, and you always want to promote the new growth.
Kind of like us. Woody.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of
yes.
Like John and I.
Yeah, crusty.
Old and gray.
Crusty.
And crusty.
That's a highly technical scientific agricultural term, crusty,
exactly.
If you will. And really, when you prune the rose bushes for the rose garden, you're actually looking for quantity of roses, right? So you're pruning quite severely during the winter dormant time, which is what we really encourage folks to do, not to really be afraid to take off like half A third? Or yes. Where are you at?
For hybrid teas, uh-huh. You can take off half.
Wow.
For floribundas and grandifloras, about a third mm-hmm. off.
And it's amazing because then when you, like, in April is when you're really going to see the fruits of your labor. And then you come back next January, and it's crazy because you're going, I pruned this thing down by a third, and now it's, you know, taller than I am again.
Yes.
So it's it really helps to keep those roses healthy to prune them. So, because I've had people that have said to me, oh, well, I haven't pruned my roses in 42 years, you know, because they do have they can last for a very long time. But lots of people are afraid to prune, I think. But they are very forgiving. It's amazing what happens when you prune them and then just, you know, kind of wait and see what happens come April.
Yes, it's really rewarding.
It that's good. That's a really good thing. Are you going to have a rose pruning demo?
Molly, there's one group of climbers that you didn't talk about. And I know climbers have a little different pruning time on them.
Well, you can prune climbers after they bloom instead of right now in January and February. And also, if you have a shrub rose, like a knockout rose, you don't need to prune those at all. You can, if they get really big and overgrown, you can take some shears and shear mm-hmm. them down at this time of the year, but you do not need to prune a shrub rose like you would a hybrid tea, a floribunda, or a grandiflora.
Well, at the top of the rose garden, at the municipal rose garden, there is a huge, pardon the pun, bank of Lady Banks roses, and that, I think, is when we think of climbers, that's the one we think about the most, and they're... Unfortunately, they only bloom once a year, right, Molly?
Correct.
And the ones there in the back are all white, and it's just magnificent. You know, if you're going to have a quinceañera or a wedding, that's the place to do it. But I've learned the hard way that you don't prune those until after they bloom, which generally here is, again, in April. But they have a long bloom period.
They do.
And,
they
and
can
the yellow
bloom.
Ones, are they just in yellow and white, or are there other colors available?
I think just yellow and white is what I've seen.
That's all I've
yes,
ever seen.
That's all I've seen as well.
Yeah. And they're
some,
very sturdy,
I've seen
too.
Some huge ones that, you know, cascade over. They're like they're huge when they're in bloom. They're just spectacular.
They are.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, you know, you'd be driving along the road and all of a sudden.
Yeah. And the most neglected yards sometimes,
yeah,
you know,
are.
Where they haven't had any kind of maintenance or any kind of upkeep on there. They've just really
Lady
taken
Banks
off.
Rose is a very tough plant.
Right.
Well, and in my yard, I have three along the back wall, and they were just out of control because I hadn't taken proper care of them last year. Right. So I thought, okay, here we go. And I whacked those things down to the ground, and I thought, well, you did it, Jan. You killed them. And all three of them are back with a vengeance.
Right, exactly. Right. We talk a lot about on the show is a reason for pruning. And we know that we're talking about looking at other roses and the quantity of roses mm-hmm. coming in there. But you talked a little bit about removing the inside canes, if you will. And that really adds to air circulation mm-hmm. for our areas. Is that not true? So that we want to make sure that we do have that air and that breeze kind of coming in and out so that we don't have any, we kind of minimize our pest and disease issues here coming along with rose bushes. And I know that as soon as that weather heats up, those spider mites and aphids are going to start attacking all that new growth. So
yes.
We definitely have a lot of those issues that are looking towards roses. But we're very fortunate in the climate that we live in,
yes.
Even though we're in the desert, we have low relative humidity. So we don't have a lot of the pathogens, the little fungus issues that most people, and we also have not indicated any rose rosette disease. That's really in the Metroplex, and that's been Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. So we're very fortunate to be in this little pocket of climate zone and geographically isolated, if you will, so that we don't have these minimized problems on our rose bushes. And I understand that you all are preparing, the Master Gardeners are going to have an event coming up here. People
yes.
are kind of a little uncertain about pruning and kind of hesitant about, like, where do I, you know, prune these shears? Let's go and look at some, public roses, and then we kind of practice on them. So tell us a little bit about that, Molly.
We will be hosting a rose pruning demo for the public on Sunday, January 27th from noon to 3 p.m. This is a well-intended a wonderful opportunity for the public to come out and have master gardeners show them how to prune their roses, just one-on-one, with a lot of hands-on experience, and I encourage everyone to come out.
What do they need to bring with them? They need to bring.
You know, they don't need to bring anything except their questions, and we can show them. If they want to bring their pruners, we can give them advice on pruners to use and loppers to use. But they don't need to bring anything but questions that we can help answer for them.
And maybe some sturdy gloves. The rose prickles,
long sleeve shirts,
and your old clothes.
If they would like to have hands on and practice some cutting, they should bring some gloves.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, and I think it's really a good opportunity not only to learn how to prune, because we will give you that hands on, but we also set up an information table every year at this event. And if you come and we teach you how, and you go home and you're going, ooh, what did Molly tell us to do? Well, we can give you handouts, or those handouts are available on our website as well, on the proper way to, you know, with pictures. I'm all about pictures with those things and information.
It's just really helpful to be there and see a rose bush and actually see someone pruning it properly versus looking online. The pictures don't really represent what it really looks like, and you have to find buds on the roses, and you can't see those in pictures. So it's really helpful to come out and really see them.
Right. It's hands-on, like you said, and then tied together with the information that we provide.
I think most people are scared when they, you know, start that practice and then realize that, you know, if you leave this bud, it's okay. If you go down to this bud, it's still okay. The rose is going to make it.
Right.
It's not so precise that you have to do it exactly 12 inches or that kind of thing. So it's you know, if they can get out and see somebody do it, they'll, I think,
and one of our,
reduce the fear.
Yes.
One of our other rose chairs, Patrick, who's been there for, you know, we call him the Irish gardener in the Queen's Garden. He's delightful. And he's out there every day, right,
he's
Molly?
Out there every day.
Every day. And he used to tell us when we were, because I was like, you want me to do what? When we first started and I was learning as an intern, and he said, a bad cut is better than no cut at all.
Absolutely.
And so you can always, you know, you can, there's always a way to correct, like John said, you can just go down one more bud. Nobody will know who did it.
Right.
And you're safe.
Rose will respond.
That's right. It's going to respond no matter what. So it's neat to know that, you know, come April, you will see the fruits of those labors on all, 1,600 of those roses. It's amazing.
And it's good to have a lot of people working on it, because if one person goes out there, the task looks like, oh, man, I'm never going to finish.
Exactly.
But when you got a bunch of people out there, it goes a lot quicker.
Right.
And then, you know, the roses are ready to do their thing, and they're really spectacular both spring and fall here in El Paso. The roses just look great.
Yeah, because right now you're not going to be able to identify any roses or kind of earmark the ones that you like.
Right.
You know, because they're all going to look pretty much the same.
Except for the signs.
At this point. But it's really a great way to kind of see how the garden transforms from one season to the next. And I think master gardeners are out there, and they'll be more than happy to stop and answer questions, whether you can make it out to the rose pruning demonstration on the 27th. Or if not, you just stop by anytime the master gardeners are there, and they'll be more than happy. I believe that you're there on mornings, correct?
Yes.
Weekday mornings.
9 to 12.
And what are the hours of the rose garden?
Well, the Rose Garden's not open to the public until March
the 1st. Until the 1st of March, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So it'll be a special open day for the rose pruning demonstration. Mm-hmm. Then it kind of goes back close and close for the season, and then reopen again on March the 1st.
And that's when you really start to see it come to life again.
Wonderful.
It's amazing. So,
well, we want to thank you for coming out today, Molly. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope to
thank you for having me.
Very good, and we hope to see you all out there on Sunday, January the 27th, for the rose pruning demonstration at the El Paso Municipal Rose Garden. We also want to thank Sam Cassiano for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden